amazing Cecile McLaurin-Salvant station with their song Robber. That is from Ignorance. And it is straight up 12 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane. We are halfway through Something About the Women. Remember, our show is here every Saturday between 11 and 1. We play music by women across all musical genres. And when I sit in and host the show, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon, and that is a six-song set. Could be on a theme, or it could be a spotlight on an artist. Could be pretty much anything that I put together in my own little mind. But I had a bunch of ideas. My last gig here was July 1st, so I was thinking about it the remainder of the month, and there are a lot of different six-pack ideas that went through my head. And then, of course, on Wednesday morning, I and you all found out that Sinead O'Connor had died. And I have really been just consumed by that news and quite impacted by it. She's an age contemporary of mine and was really very, very meaningful, both her music and her her political protest mission, and also just I think she got the short end of the stick in terms of how she was perceived by the world. So I knew that today's six-pack was ultimately going to be a tribute to the late and truly great Sinead O'Connor. So we're going to hear six songs now, and I'm even going to play a song as the last one of our show today before Crash Course for the Ravers comes up at 1 o'clock. But for now, let's all together take a listen to the amazing, extraordinary, talented Sinead O'Connor.
Thank you. preacher on TV, shocked by the deaths that took place in Beijing. It seems strange that she should be offended. The same orders are given by her. I've said this before now. You said I was childish and you'll say it now. England's not the mythical land of Madame George and Roses. It's the home of police who kill black boys on mopeds. And I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grieving. Down at Smithfield, 5 a.m. looking for food for her kids. In her arms she holds 3 cold babies, and the first word that they learned was please. They would love you. England's not the mythical land of Madame George and Roses. It's the home of police who kill black boys on mopeds. And I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to rang out in the foggy dew. Right.
in the springing of the year, while the world did gaze with deep amaze at those fearless men, the few who bore the fight that freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew.
Since fate and fortune knocked upon our door. And I spend all my evenings all alone. Success has made a failure of our home. Success has made a failure of our home.
love the way I loved before. I don't wanna love that way no more. What have I been writing love songs for? I don't wanna write them anymore. I don't wanna sing from where I sang before. I don't wanna sing that way no more. What have I been singing love songs for? I don't wanna sing them anymore. I don't wanna be that girl no more. I don't wanna cry no more. I don't wanna die no more. So cut me down from this here tree. Cut the rope from off of me. Set me on the floor. I'm the only one I should adore. Love's the only love you shouldn't fight. Songs of longings but fulfilled. Songs that don't let you sit still. Songs that mend your broken bones. And don't leave you alone. So get me down from this here tree. Take the rug from off of me. Set me on the floor. I'm the only one I should adore.
Yeah, that song. That's how I want to remember Sinead O'Connor. Rest in peace. Whew. We started out with Mandinka from her 1987 debut album, The Lion and the Cobra. And then we heard Black Boys on Mopeds from 1990s. Album. I do not want what I haven't got. When you hear that song, you know, she was a protest singer, and that song is every bit as relevant in the United States of America in 2023 as it was when she wrote it about Margaret Thatcher's England. And leaning into that protest theme, we heard Sinead O'Connor with The Chieftains, the traditional Irish song, The Foggy Dew, about the Irish Revolution. That is from a 1995 live performance in Dublin. Then we heard Sinead O'Connor covering a Loretta Lynn song, Success Has Made a Failure of Our Home. Yeah, written by Loretta Lynn. And that is from Sinead's album, Am I Not Your Girl? And that was released... that was released in 1992. And that's an album of classics and standards. And she recorded that album because she said those are the songs that she listened to when she was a girl, and that's what made her want to be a singer. So she recorded a whole record about it. Then we heard No Man's Woman from 2000's album Faith and Courage. And we finished with Take Me to Church from 2014. And that's from her album, I'm Not Bossy, I'm the Boss. I don't usually get quite so emotional on the radio, but this one really hit me hard. And I do want to remind everybody that if you are having a mental health crisis, there is support for you. And there are lots of different resources that you can tap into now. I'm going to call up one of them right now and share that, because we don't want anybody to ever struggle and be alone and feel like you are alone. So you can call in Massachusetts 833-773-2445. That's 833-773-2445. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 833-773-2445. So rest in peace, Sinead O'Connor. I do want to tell folks I have seen Brian Young. He is in the house. And remember, A Crash Course for the Ravers is going to be coming up at 1 o'clock. And Brian's band, the Thigh Scrapers, they're going to be performing tonight. They're doing a gig at the Midway Cafe starting at 8 p.m. The Thigh Scrapers, Classic Ruins, Shiny Beasts, and Frank Rowe Solo. So you can check out some live music tonight. And we've got just about a half hour left of Something About the Women. So let's just get right back and hear some more great music. Here is another lost too soon, lost way too young Irish singer. This is the wonderful Dolores O'Riordan and the Cranberries. This is an acoustic version of their song, You and Me.
You revealed the world to me, and I would never be.
years since the man has died. Don't think the people have changed. You can put up posters, you can riot in the street. Still a woman can't make ends meet. So why don't you do something about it? Things don't happen to you, you make them happen. She laughed, said you don't know. Spain, the widows all wear black to show their respect and their sorrow. Here in Spain, so simple is our life. You're either her, a mother or a wife. So why don't you do something about it? Things don't happen to you. Understand, you're from another land. They
leaving a casualty on the floor. Yeah, I'm the casualty on the floor.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? Gone is the romance that was so divine. 'Tis broken and cannot be mended.
Kiss lots.
right. We started out that set of music with an acoustic version of You and Me by the Cranberries. Jill Sobule going all the way back to 1990. The album Things Here Are Different, the song Pilar, Things Here Are Different. We heard Courtney Barnett write a list of things to look forward to. And Kay Hanley gave us Sheltering Sky. And then we heard Rachel Rose, that is brand new music from local artist Rachel Rose. Rachel grew up in Marblehead, went to BU. That is the title track from her forthcoming record, Parachute. She's great. Christine Ebersole with Billy Stritched on the piano, What'll I Do? And we just heard Casey Musgraves, Follow Your Arrow. It is 12:55. Thank you so much for listening to Something About the Women. Remember, we are here every Saturday between 11 and 1. Listen to Sue, listen to Kirsten, and even me, Jane. And Brian is in the house. He's coming up at 1 o'clock with Crash Course for the Ravers. That gives me time for one more song. And of course, I'm going to play another Sinead O'Connor song. There are many I could play. I'm not going to play Nothing Compares to You. I love the song. I love the video. But I'm playing a different song. This is one of my favorite songs that she does. And it's a song she did not write. So keep that in mind as you listen to these lyrics. And I'm going to have to do some fancy footwork on the board here because there are some expletives. So I'm going to do my very, very, very best. The name of this song is Queen of Denmark. It is written by John Grant. And this is Sinead O'Connor, and it is from, from her 2012 album, How About I Be Me and You Be You. Good advice for us all. So here we go to play us out today, the late, the great Queen of Denmark.
I wanted to change the world, but I could not even change my underwear. And when the shit got really, really out of hand, I had it all the way up to my hairline, which keeps receding like my self-confidence, as if I ever had any of that stuff anyway. I hope I didn't destroy your celebration, or your bat mitzvah birthday party, or your Christmas. You put me in this cage and threw away the key. It was this us and them shit that did me in. You tell me that my life is based upon a lie. I casually mention that I pissed in your coffee. I hope you know that all I want from you is sex. To be with someone who looks smashing in athletic wear. And if your haircut isn't right, you'll be dismissed. You get your walk-in papers and you can leave now. I don't know what to want from this world. I really don't know what to want from this world. I don't know what it is you wanna want from me. You really have no right to want anything from me at all. Why don't you take it out on somebody else? Why don't you bore the shit out of somebody else? Why don't you tell somebody else that they're selfish? A weakling coward. Save me from myself. You better bring your stun gun and perhaps a crowbar. You better pack a lunch and get up really early. And you should probably get down on your knees and pray. It's really fun to look embarrassed all the time, like you could never cut the mustard with the big boys. I really don't know who the fuck you think you are. Could I please see your license and your registration? I don't know what to want from this world. I really don't know what to want from this world.